There's drama on the Brisbane train lines this afternoon. 90-minute delays for all lines. Look, when they say there's 90-minute delays, it doesn't matter whether the 3:30 train's there or you're catching it at 5, whatever. There's massive problems on the train lines. Scott Rydell, the Queensland Rail head of Southeast Queensland, joined us on the show. Two major faults causing delays. One, there's a cable fault at Bowen Hills. It's a result of the storms last night, particularly the lightning. So no trains are going north or south of Bowen Hills. That's what you need to know. The other problem is there's a freight train stuck on the Cleveland line right behind our studio here at Cannon Hill. We've been looking at it this afternoon going, what's going on with that coal train? It's full of coal, absolutely full of coal. So it is stuck between the Murarrie station and the Cannon Hill station. There aren't any trains going either way, none at all. There's buses running from Eagle Junction to Doomben, and also from Park Road to Murarrie. That's a fair bus trip from Park Road to Murarrie. That whole section of line is down. I'll keep you posted if there's any movement with that train, particularly because we can go around to the tea room and see if it's there. I'll cross to Mikey Gambara again later this half hour. There are still 3,000 homes without power across the southeast this afternoon. Most on the Sunshine Coast off the back of last night and this afternoon's storms. The worst hit area right now, 700 homes without power, Mooloolah Valley. Brett Tudge from Energex joined us earlier on the show. Crews have been out all night. They had helicopters out trying to fix the issues, locate where problems were. At its height, there were more than 20,000 businesses and homes in the southeast out because of last night's storms. And I'll remind you again, they are the storms the bomb didn't even put a warning out against. They said, oh, we were looking at those, but, you know, it didn't meet the criteria. Fair dink. Sandpaper Gate. Oh, my God. This story, I'm telling you, there's been a big update in the Sandpaper Gate Cricket Australia story. Fox is reporting comments made by David Warner's manager, James Erskine, on SEN Radio, in which he alleges two senior Cricket Australia executives were in a Hobart changing room in 2016 during Australia's test against South Africa and effectively approved Warner's idea to tamper with the ball. This was in the previous series. I'll put context around this later. I understand this whole story. This was in the series against South Africa in Australia where South Africa flogged Australia. And Faf du Plessis, the South African captain, was found guilty of ball tampering. And when Australian officials, James Sutherland and Pat Howard, went into the dressing room and got stuck into the players and said, we pay you not to play, we pay you to win, all on record that happened. The allegation is that Warner said, well, to do that, we need to reverse swing, and to reverse swing, we've got to tamper with the ball. And it was tacitly endorsed that that was what they do. That's exactly the situation. Warner said that we've got to reverse swing the ball, and the only way we can reverse swing the ball is basically by tampering with it, and so they were told to do it. That is the allegation from his manager, James Erskine, who is a famous manager, managed Shane Warne and all sorts of people. Greg Norman, he has been around for a long time. Warner released that lengthy statement getting stuck into Cricket Australia as well. It won't go away. We solved a bit of a mystery on the Brisbane Live this afternoon after a listener emailed me to talk about big safety concerns in Toowoomba because lots of B-doubles and semi-trailers and everything have been passing through Toowoomba recently rather than taking the bypass road. I wanted to know why, and I put it to you, the listeners, to help me. At first, we might have thought that maybe truck drivers are finally saying the tolls are up too much. It's $25.09 for a truck to use that bypass. Is that right? $25? And it's $2.53 for a car and $1.26 for a motorbike. But then a lot of you called me to say that wasn't the issue. Brian from Pittsworth's a truckie, and he called to tell us that there's been landslides recently alongside the bypass on the eastern road, on the road that travels east, and as a result, the eastbound lanes have been shut. So truckies can't drive up there, so bang, they're barreling straight through the middle of Toowoomba. Number five this afternoon, let me ask you about this. How much tax did you pay this year? Because a report on the Brisbane Times website today says Australians are on track to pay the highest average personal tax income rates on record as a percentage of your wage. The Parliamentary Budget Office, in a report to the budget's long-term sustainability, said even with the contentious Stage 3 tax cuts that are legislated at the start of mid-2024, ordinary workers over the next decade will pay 26.4 cents in the dollar on their pay, 26.4. The most we'd ever got to was 26%, and that was in 88, 89, and 99, 2000. And both times the governments were forced to act and bring in tax cuts. This is all because of bracket creep. Wages are going up, and the bracket on the tax you pay don't match the wage increases, and therefore a higher percentage of your pay goes bang straight to the government. And it, per annually, they say it will be $503 billion worth per annum. So basically, we're getting jammed on tax. I want to see if that train's moved. It'll help the commuters on the Eastern Line, the Cleveland Line, because the coal train is stuck right outside our 4BC offices here in Cannon Hill between Murray and the Cannon Hill stations. Mikey Gambaro's in the tea room. Yes, Mikey, come in over.
Greeny, I went to the toilet and I came back and the train was gone. It's gone. It's gone. It's left.
Oh, you're beauty. That's breaking news.
It's gone. I did it. I did something.
Mate, can you, I'm cutting, can you cut him off? And can we get Max, our manager, to send a note to Mikey and say that when he's sent to the tea room to do a live cross on the train that's blocking all the commuters who are trying to get home on the Eastern Suburbs, we don't need a reference that he went to the toilet. Okay? We don't need that. Can someone ring Max? Is Max even listening? It's 17 after 5.